Hello. I think you're muted.
Oh, hello? Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Okay. Hey. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing? You must be absolutely good. Pumped.
Yeah, I'm super excited. Very, very excited. It's fucking, I mean, it's amazing.
It's insane. And this is your first laneway, yeah?
It's my first laneway. And I remember, like, the last time I went to laneway was when it was like the St. Vincent FKA Twigs. Mac DeMarco,
oh,
like,
my goodness,
Angel
yes.
Olsen lineup years ago, and it was so cool. And I remember I was like probably like 18 or 19, and I remember going from FKA Twigs, I think, to St. Vincent, and
wow.
just feeling like I literally had a moment of just being like, oh, I want to play this so bad, like it was such a thing for me. I was like, oh, whoa, like look at St. Vincent, like shredding on the stage. Like, I want to do that. So it's pretty cool. Sometimes when you get to fulfill your little like teen dreams,
yeah. God, yeah, that's awesome. And it's, yeah. I mean, laneway is such an institution, so it must feel pretty incredible
yeah.
to now, like, it's almost like being inducted to, like, the, I don't know what to call it, but it feels like, I was about to say, it must feel like being inducted into, like, a little hall of fame or something.
Yeah, I think it's also cool because, like, I have played a few festivals, but we haven't played heaps of festivals as Vera Allen, really. So
yeah.
anytime we get in a festival lineup, I get really excited about it because there's just something about that time of year, and also just the opportunity to play like kind of outdoors or like not inside of a bar is like quite a rarity. So just any opportunity like that is just so cool.
Oh God, yeah. Vera Allen in the sunshine at Laneway at Western Springs. It sounds
Hell
like
yeah.
it sounds so utopian.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It'd be awesome.
Is there anything in particular that you're super excited to play at Laneway?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm working on a new album, so I'll be playing a lot of new material. And yeah, Audrey will be back and joining the band again, so it'll be like the bigger band, which will be awesome. So yeah, lots of exciting stuff, I reckon.
That's sick. This is yeah. so exciting. And
yeah.
just before I let you go, I've got to ask, is there anyone in the lineup that you are just so unbelievably gassed to be playing alongside? I mean, a lot of people, I'm sure, but...
Yeah, there are. I mean, it's a pretty crazy lineup this year. I'm not going to lie, like, obviously Charlie XCX is super cool. Especially just because I feel like, yeah, I just know her performance will be crazy,
will
and I know the audience
insane.
Will just be going insane. So that'll be such a cool experience just off the bat of like,
oh God, yeah,
the crazy last album and everything. So, but yeah, no, there's lots of really crazy artists. So that'll be the only annoying thing is like kind of clashing and trying to make sure I can see everyone.
Oh yeah, because yeah. you actually have to think about your own performance yeah. as well.
I know. So it's like, it's a bit of a different headspace. But yeah, I'll definitely be on D floor as much as possible.
Absolutely. It's looking like it's going to be yeah. a phenomenal day. And I'm super excited to see you at Laneway 2025.
Yeah,
let's listen to some Vera Allen and get nice and pumped. And then I will finally finish up the show and hand over to the lovely Lou, who has been patiently waiting. But thank you so much. Thank you so much, Vera. This is... Oh, we've got to go for a Stone Cold classic at the end of the day. This is Heartbreak for Jet Lag.
Oh, thank you. Bye.
Bye.
I'm not gonna die on this hill. Or maybe I will. Summer's over, it's sad.